through the system, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We continue to scrutinize how do we reestablish the broken system of Adam, the system of the soul. How do we erect that system? The Creator shattered it for us, just like we present certain puzzle or building blocks to a little child so he would put it together and learn what is the meaning of a whole thing. And we need to do the same with ourselves. Except the problem with ourselves is that we are still separated from one another, emotionally separate, called the evil inclination, our ego, that rejects us from one another. And we need to come close to one another to such an extent that we connect in our with our inner points, as it says, as one man in one heart. It's not simple. It's difficult. We don't want it so much. We don't understand the connection to it. We start from a very remote place where our desires, our intentions, all of our sensations, our senses, they all work in an opposite manner in order to receive. Why did the Creator do it this way? So we would be able to relate very precisely, very accurately, very realistically to the connection between us. I know why do I hate the other. That's my nature and that's his nature, and I can't stand him and I can't come close to him, let alone appreciate him more than I appreciate myself and want to be connected with him more than how I relate to myself, that I need to prefer him over what I have, and all those things are in order to scrutinize all the discernments that exist in connection. And with these discernments, we acquire a special force, a special feeling called Naran Chai. Five levels of the revelation of the Creator, of the attainment of the Creator in us, Naran Chai. And in this way, we advance more and more through greater rejections, and we need to overcome them with a greater importance for connection. Meaning each time we have to portray before our eyes the structure of Adam HaRishon, and we have to reach a state where everything goes back to the way it was, and we are in charge of this entire process. There are many things in it. We are gradually discussing them, and each time we need to seemingly start over, and each time it's certain, and there will be as new in your eyes. On the one hand, on the other hand, a penny and another penny are added to a great sum. Since what was yesterday is not felt in me today, but it's already corrected, and through that I receive revelations of greater corruptions to correct. And that's how we advance. We climb up with our feeling, with our intellect, with our discernment, until we begin to assemble this puzzle and practice into one whole picture of man. And man is the form of the corrected desire that resembles the Creator. Now, let's continue. 8.
Exit number 8. You must always stand guard, all day and all night, when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night too, the darkness of the night, comes from the Creator to man's favor too. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Meaning, we need the nights in order to renew the deficiency, so each time we would work on a greater deficiency, and in this way advance to putting together this one vessel. And for that we need the night. We need the daytime in order to awaken the lights, the surrounding lights, until they correct us, they connect us, and to that extent, they enter and begin to fill the corrected vessels called, this is called inner light that fills the parts of. And in this way, each and every part of Adam HaRishon must undergo such corrections until
Дорогой Раф, а что значит, чтобы пламя поднялось само?
Дирав, what does it mean that the flame rises by itself?
That we want by ourselves. We wanted this connection so much so that our desire will determine the corrections. Not that the Creator awakens us using the light that was in Adam HaRishon and then departed, and then it's pressuring us. And we advance in this manner. Rather, we awaken it. As it's written, I awaken the dawn, and it's, the dawn does not awaken me. And that's how we wish to advance.
But
it's as if we awaken each other in the tent and ask for the friends. How is that related to these flames?
Well, we're still not touching on this because we don't have the will to receive that appears in such a way that is showing us different modes in it, various degrees of difficulty. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. We still can't feel the layers or the levels of the ego inside of us when we feel such rejection from one another. And later, we work on it and we come to connection with one another. And this is all ahead of us. But everything comes from overcoming the will to receive.
So, it's a special kind of will to receive that we have to reveal?
No, we don't have to discover a certain kind of special desire. We have many desires that are in the state of self-love and hate for the other. What we need to try is to, of course, discover them as such, reveal them as such, and try to work with them, because there are no other desires. They're all broken. And above that, we need to try and be connected. Very simple. Be connected.
Again, each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society. Because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
So first of all, this is how we feel. Several things here. The fact that each and every one meets disappointment along the way, it's a must. Otherwise, there's no difference between the degrees. There has to be a revelation of evil that we can then detect, locate, overcome it, turn it to the good, and by that connect, and instead of separation, come to connection, and that's how we correct the vessel. That's one thing. Second thing is that each time we need to work between us on the goal, which is wholeness. The more we're able to connect between us, this wholeness is that state where each one completes one another until we come to this concept called the Creator, the final completion, or that in each and every degree we feel that state as such, and the Creator is revealed more and more. As Kabbalists say, each day I have a new Creator. It's because they discovered this concept called Creator, Boe. It's one of those concepts we attain. Boe, Boe, come and see. And there's no other way. You have to do it only in this way. That's the only way to attain it. And outside of our attainment is no image, no place or anything. There's upper force, that's something else. But Creator is only relative to us. The more we prepare between us in order to detect him and get to know him in our vessels, and this character that we establish between us is called Creator. As it's written, you have made me. Just like that. And that's why this is our work. Each day we must try to assemble from the shatterings each day something new called the upper force, our bestower. We want to resemble him with our relative effort. Then, in this relative manner, we discover a relative piece of him. That's why each
Buongiorno, Rav. Qual è la cosa migliore per ricevere la forza del superamento? Integrarsi nella decina.
What's the best thing to receive the strength to overcome? To be incorporated in the Ten, or to ask of the Creator directly and constantly?
No, to connect to the Creator directly, immediately is not so beneficial, since what am I raising to him? I need to raise something for him to connect, to correct. Sorry. The Creator doesn't do anything except for correct what we are raising to him, which is called man, when he corrects us through his participation called mud. Only in this way can we participate with him and he with us. So only a prayer, only a request on our part, that's what gets to the Creator, and this prayer has to be complete. It has to be a prayer in minyan, in a quorum, meaning it comes from the group. And that's how we make it. A prayer has to be when we feel just how much we're unable to connect ourselves, and we're asking him to connect us. Ultimately, all the prayers have to be of that nature. Why? Because what else is there for us to pray, to ask for? The Creator created the vessel in a complete way and shattered it. We have to ask that he will put it back together when we discover our breakage, and we ask the Creator to correct it and connect us. And then we are present both in the shattering and in the correction. And that's why the entire work of the Creator, what we discover, how he did it in the shattering and in the corrections that he will make, all of that we acquire on ourselves by our own efforts and our own flesh. That's why we don't need anything more than to be present in these two actions. And then you can say that we acquire the vessels and we're ready to receive fulfillment in them.
Tel Aviv 4.
I
noticed in my work in the 10 that I, when I give myself a task to call the friends and give them greatness against resistance, I get energy immediately. But in the inner work, in my thoughts, it doesn't happen this way. Why?
Keep going. You'll see the differences in it. When you're speaking about the connection between you, that's precisely that place where the Creator helps you, a person. But if you're asking only for yourself, then to whom are you connecting? What to do? You don't feel that much help from him and changes. Only in this way you will feel them. It will push you to...
Excerpt number 10. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society. Again, it is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
This adhesion depends on how much he appreciates the friends. And here we can somehow measure and check each passing day how much I'm trying in that, how much the Creator is giving me an opportunity there. Where each day I have a new form of criticism on the friends, let it be is new in your eyes, and I'm asking the Creator to overcome, to help me. So nevertheless, I feel myself distant and And in rejection from the friends, repulsion, I try nevertheless to come close to them. And although it seems to me that my distance from them grows daily, and where's the closeness that I facilitated yesterday? Nevertheless, I understand I have no choice and I must work only on the connection. And I don't care that much to see if I come closer, but what's important is if I asked or not. As I say, why didn't you ask? This is the main thing. In order to bring me to great corrections, the Creator brings me a variety of states, all opposite from wholeness. So I won't get comfortable thinking advancing, but you can rest on your laurels, so to speak. And rather, if I want to, I'll always see my.
Вот здесь вот сказано в отрывке, что без всякой работы и вообще.
Here in the excerpt, it said that it said without any work.
За себя.
Whereas now you just said.
Что значит это, что без всякой работы?
That as much as I asked for myself. What does it mean without any work? When I don't ask for myself, but I ask for the friends.
He means he refers to except 11? It's impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society. Meaning if he does not appreciate them. To that extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work. Meaning if I adhere to the society, I receive what's in them and have no more work. Meaning to be adhered to the society, attached to them, only adhesion in them. So what's the question?
What is the work of adhering to the society?
This is our work specifically. Where, in spite of my ego, I have to be adhered to the society, I have to annul myself in the society as if I'm not present. That's what I wanted it to be. Because then it's certain I'll receive everything that's in the group. And what happens in the group is always a spiritual degree, because it's a group nevertheless. And in an individual, in one person, you can never have spirituality only to the extent that he is adhered to the group. And that's why we insist so much on the matter of connection of the ten. If you're not in a ten, you're delusional thinking you have spirituality, that you are somehow on the right path, advancing. Because the whole point of the spiritual system, the system of Adam HaRishon, is connection between egoists. That's why we can't escape it. I hear sometimes from beginners who say, well, this is morals for us to relate beautifully to one another. It's secondary to our study, so we'll have a nice environment, a nice atmosphere, a nice society. No, it's incorrect, completely incorrect. It's not so we would be so nice looking towards others or toward ourselves. It's only in order to make the only correction that must be in this world, the correction of the broken vessels.
We understand that precisely in this is the entry point the connection to spirituality, but what is it made of in practice? Because there's an expression that if you don't state your mind, then you're stealing from the group. So how do we divide between them correctly? Between annulment and what you put into the group.
You think that if you're not speaking, everything is fine, as long as you're not talking? You think that in spirituality, everything works according to how much you open your mouth or close your mouth? Spirituality is not according to those things that you have in the heart and you disclose or do not disclose. It exists according to what exists in the internality of your heart, which you yourself don't even know. That's the spiritual matter here.
So what do we do if we don't know ourselves? Is it somewhere within us, in the connection between us?
As much as you open up to the friends, as much as you want to be connected with them, close to them, to that extent, you bestow to them, and that's how you advance. It doesn't work according to how much you open your mouth or you close your mouth corporeally, like that. It depends on how much you open your heart. Spirituality exists out of desires and intentions and thoughts and our inner forces, those that you cannot control from the outside. Yeah, you close your mouth and everything is fine. Nobody knows about it. No.
You go into the Congress on a new degree. You said in the introduction, we should constantly imagine the structure of Adam HaRishon and reach it. What is the work of imagining the structure of Adam HaRishon?
This means to correct the 10, because the structure of Adam HaRishon is also 10, but these 10 parts, Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut, they include all of our desires, our corrected desires. And this is called the corrected system of Adam HaRishon. That's how we need to erect it. That's it. Meaning, bring those pieces together and connect them such a way that each one serves the other and no one does anything for himself.
Should I imagine my this influence on the friends and their influence on me, and that we're being assisted by the power of the Creator? Should I imagine this picture?
Of course. How else can you do it if you're not imagining it? Except not too corporeally, just as we learn.
And in places where I feel that there's still a difference between the desired state and the existing state, is that the place of the prayer?
Yes.
Excerpt number 11. If one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail in their desires and aspirations, although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive
Imhu
Again, if one does not have any desire or craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail in their desires and aspirations. Although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
From this, we can see the importance of envy. I look at the others and I see that they have more, that they understand more, they feel more, they have a greater desire than I do. And then this envy helps me greatly. Because if he doesn't have a desire for a craving for spirituality, but if he's among people who have a desire and craving for spirituality, if he likes these people, if he wants to be close to them, like them, then he will take their strength to prevail in their desires and aspirations. Although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. No. But if he's among those that he considers great, then he receives from them, he learns from them, he wants to absorb it from them. But according to the grace and importance he ascribes to these people, how great they are, how special they are, how smart, wise, then he will receive new powers. Moscow 6.
Ну, дорогой учитель, подскажите, пожалуйста, по поводу зависти.
Dear teacher, can you say about envy? Does it depend on a person, how I perceive the friends, or does it depend on how the friends should awaken the envy?
It
depends on how much you feel yourself relative to the friends. I don't know about them. I know about myself. I envy them and I thank the Creator and I thank the friends
that
I'm actually happy that I'm envious of them, because to be among the great ones is important for our advancement. Otherwise, I will not advance. That's why we need it in the society. Although in society everyone's equal, nevertheless, I need to see before me great friends. So the greater I see them, as the higher I raise myself, I envy them. And that's how it works.
Вот это в идеале, в правильной форме, а вот как это, к этому прийти? Есть ли какие-то вот практические подсказки?
Well, that's in the ideal, but how do we achieve this? Do you have any practical suggestions how to reach this ideal you described?
Try to speak of the friends with the friends, and you'll see how, and they say how many great good things they say, and we have to say only good things with the friends. And you'll see how much you will envy them and how it will advance you. It will give you the strength to get up, to learn, to do something. Envy is essential for one's spiritual development. It exists only in human species.
All the work is inside the tent, but in the upcoming Congress that starts tomorrow, it'll be a world gathering with a lot of power. How can we use it? Or is it enough to be incorporated in our own tents?
Yes, as the Kolkach Harbe
There are so many excerpts on it. Compositions. Kabbalists wrote about it a lot. They also wrote how they fall between those states and they awaken and again they rise from a deep pit to a high mountain and they fall into a greater, deeper pit and then they rise to a higher mountain until they reach a state called the mountain of the Creator. When all those reasons or causes and all the results from their states are revealed and they can connect the two and become masters of the method. So that state when we understand clearly and we feel by ourselves how connected we are, and it's probably worthwhile studying.
What's the right relation between the work in the ten and work with the world Kli during the Congress? Rav, during the Congress, we mustn't disconnect from the groups, disconnect from our group, each from his own, to try to see during these 3 days, to see the world only through the group, one's own personal group, and the world Kli through the groups. We're coming to the state of the last generation, so it's very important for us to depict all of reality in this way. That's it. I don't know. We talk about it all the time.
If the work is in the ten, what's the addition of the world Kli? How to use it?
The world Kli is the real ten, more real than our personal tens. What's the difference? What's the difference between in a particular cell in the body compared to the whole body? It's a huge difference. And if you're the one who feels that he exists, that in you there is, for example, your own vital force, but you feel that you live in this collection of cells, which is called an organism, so to the extent that you feel individually that you're connected to an organism, there's a lot more inspiration, power, than being in a spiritual system than existing on your own.
So how do we feel the body? Because the focus is usually to work in my personal cell. But how to feel that I'm part of the body? What's the work here?
The work here is the power of feeling the vital force that sustains all of us, which is the Creator. That as much as there is of it in the ten, we feel some force that's tending to us. We're like a baby who feels that someone's taking care of it. It still doesn't feel connection to the mother, to others. It cries when it feels bad. Maybe it smiles. It doesn't know to whom, though, when it feels good. When we connect to other cells like ours and assemble ourselves into an organism, by this we acquire new feelings, new intellect. By this we rise to new awareness of reality. And then we discover the Creator.
How can a cell connect to the body?
Just like any person connects, just like any cell connects to the body, you connect to the body in the same manner of connection.
Are there other ways to activate the potential of envy in the ten?
Envy in the ten should be especially about learning from each of the friends how I have to improve my work toward them and through them toward the Creator. This is one thing. The other thing is that I
לומד מכל אחד ואחד
learn from each one what qualities he still lacks, but I can't be instead of each friend, but by connecting to them, I add their qualities to me, and in this way, I gain from the evil inclination which they tended to, each of them, was not in me. The good inclination which we acquired, I couldn't have been immersed in. I couldn't have tended to them along with all the discernments. In short, when I connect to the group, I acquire the work that they did, which if I were in place of one broken person, if I were one broken person, it would have taken me billions of years. I don't know if I would ever get to it. Besides the fact that it's impossible, but let's just assume that it was possible. So, in this way, I receive from the work of others, I receive pieces of the system of Adam HaRishon that are ready system, and I just put them together more and more and more.
Gracias, Rav. La envidia surge naturalmente cuando
thank you, Rav. Amigos grandes y the envy rises naturally when you see the greatness of the friends.
Pero a veces hay un estancamiento
in the relationship between them, how they enjoy together. But sometimes there's inside this envy and the connections and the exchanges. Sorry, you have to ask to have envy towards them and for them to have envy towards me to the same extent.
You have to develop the power of love. Envy without love destroys. Envy with love promotes, advances.
BT35.
Morning, Rav. Can I say that envy allows me to acquire a quality of opening and turning a new page in the work each day?
Correct.
And in what should I envy the friends? In what?
Of how much they have more power of bestowal than you.
UK1.
Thank you.
UK1.
А вот уже который конгресс, и каждый раз перед конгрессом какое-то давление, отяжеление.
It's not our first
непонятно,
Congress, always before the Congress there's pressure, there's a heaviness we receive, and it's not clear what is it giving us, because I feel that it's not letting me envy the friend. I'm not in a state of connecting, incorporating into them.
We read in many articles the way Campbellists speak about the spiritual ascent, how difficult it is before the ascent, which is called the burdening of the heart. I feel it especially from you, and I experience it. And you see, I'm falling asleep. Really. And it's all because I see this state in our kli. I think it's a good thing, which gives us new heaviness, new desires, a new degree, which is difficult for us to climb, to overcome it. But we will do it. We will do it together. So I'm already used to it. I'm experienced with all those obstacles and disappointments and difficulties that appear. But we will get over it. You'll see. So anything we feel as bad, it's a sign that it will become good and will be
Again, the most important is true connection and love and affection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and sweetening of judgments. When you gather together in love and friendship, by this all the judgments are removed, sweetened with mercy, and complete mercy and disclosed chasadim are revealed in the world by connecting.
Yeah, this is from the book Ma'or Vashemesh. Its composer, Bala Sulam, really liked him. He often took interest in this book. He also took examples from there.
Ma'or Vashemesh.
It's a good book.
Rav, пишите, пожалуйста, что такое истинная любовь?
Rav, if you can describe, please, what is true love and in what? Is it different compared to a warm relationship between friends? What are those warm relationships? Are they corporeal or in some degree higher than this world?
Imagine a situation where you are caught by this mob of murderers. They're also cannibals. You know, really ruthless people. And they're subhuman. And you want to explain to them about love. How will you do it? You understand that it will take you a long time, and in the meantime, they're thinking about how to cut you up and eat you. This is how our ego is built. So now you want me to tell you about sublime spiritual things when all you want is to slaughter one another, to butcher one another. How is this possible? How is it possible? Check your own desires. To what extent you want or don't want to connect to the friends. Don't cover it up. Don't paint it, you know, with nice colors, rosy colors. But your real desires, how much you don't care about anything, how if any sore on my feet happens to me, then I won't be thinking of the friends, but only about the sore. So we have to be aware of our nature and how immersed we are in our egos and how we can rise above it. We can't rise above it. We can only do one thing. If we connect, we will be able to turn to the Creator. Because according to the systems, in our generation, we already know that everything is systems. So if we are in a system of a 10, then we can turn to the upper force. And then the upper force tends to our 10. And then I will discover the importance of connection, my connection to the 10, more than the sore on my foot, for example. And likewise, more and more and more so, to the point where I rise higher and higher and higher above my ego, and I stop feeling what I have in my personal ego, and I feel only what exists in our general common desire. This is what we need. This is why our whole work is only in the connection between us. Only in connection.
Раф, еще вопрос. Вот вы говорили сегодня о том, что наша большая десятка, вся наша мировая группа, она как тело относительно клетки моей личности.
Another question. You said today that our entire world group, the large ten, is like a body relative to my ten.
Наверняка принимается Творцом молитва десятки или молитва общей десятки.
The question is, what does the Creator receive? With certainty, the prayer from the ten or prayer from the general ten? The prayer from that.
It is certain that the Creator receives or accepts all the prayers of a ten, even a personal ten, which is not connected to anyone. Let's say there are 10 people, or 8, or 15, it doesn't matter exactly how many. But if they want to be connected, and the power, and for the power of connection to be among them, above their egos, the ego doesn't disappear. It grows more and more and more. And then each time, love covers all the crimes. Love covers all the crimes. And likewise, every time. So if they advance in this way, the Creator is with them together, tending to them, and they can turn to Him. And he turns back to them.
Зел?
Нет, так все-таки.
Is that it?
Насчет общей молитвы вы так и не ответили. Общая молитва, общие десятки. Вот все мировое кли на Конгрессе, например, будет какая-нибудь шанс или возможность единомоментно попросить о чем-то Творца. Вот эта молитва.
Зе ата царих лакум веласкир лану, а зе шахшав канире.
You have to stand up and remind us that this is probably now the time when we all pray together and think about our connection in the whole ten. And likewise, several times during the Congress, each and every lesson. This is beautiful. This is great and important raising of man. Yes, Denis?
Denis?
Да, все понятно.
Denis?
That's it. Everything's clear. The 10.
Again?
He writes in excerpt number 13 about the love and friendship between the friends. And we, as new students in the 10, want you to explain to us, what is this friendship? How can we realize it, implement it between us?
We connect according to the work of the Creator, the upper force, the upper light, which is called the Creator. He influences or bestows upon all the broken vessels and brings them to connection. This is called the Creator placing one's hand on the good fortune, good fate, and brings them into implementation. He says, take this, this is your fate, your destiny. So if I am in a ten that is looking for spiritual elevation, a spiritual goal, and I have to first of all accept it, as Kabbalists say, and then I discover that that's how it was pre-planned. And this is how the Creator, this is what the Creator does to me. So the friends are not just random friends that we happen to get to know, like people you sit with on a plane or on a train ride. No. But through the upper force, each of us was chosen according to qualities we don't know why or how, but he chose us and told us, be in a ten. It's not random. There is nothing random in life. So we have to accept it as something that this is how we have to keep going onwards, to make every effort to connect together into one ten And I don't check the friends to what extent they seem like the right friends, beautiful friends, capable, suitable. I accept them with my eyes shut. If the Creator brought them, just as He brought me into this connection, then I have to accept them as pieces of my soul, not just partners on the road. They are pieces of my soul. And I walk along with them all the way to the end of correction and beyond. There is more there. The end of correction is only when you finish correcting the shattering that happened in the system of Adam HaRishon. But afterwards we continue precisely with everything that we've corrected into higher degrees. The breaking of Adam HaRishon and the correction of Adam HaRishon is only in order for us to have discernments where we are, in what plus and minus forces we are, how we can connect them, how we can create such communication between them, such manners of connection between them, that we will be able to feel the full depth of the real reality. Of course, it's above this world. And in this way, we connect. So we need only to continue according to the
Rav, good morning. Ma'or v'shemesh, the book. He says, by that all the judgments are removed, sweetened with mercy. What does it mean that the judgments are sweetened with mercy? What is this act?
It's when all the forces that previously caused separation and remoteness, distance between all the pieces of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, are now becoming corrected, meaning they acquired forces of complementation, and each of them can work on top of its own will to receive in order to bestow. And they turn the will to receive into a will to bestow, if you can put it this way. And then they advance.
Do we have this sweetening of the mercy in mercy today?
Those who are, and those who aren't, aren't.
Can we do it in the Congress? Just tell us what we're lacking. What are we missing? Why can't we do it? What are we missing?
Why do you think we're not succeeding?
I personally can't do it. I only get blows.
Yeah, you really are special. Yeah.
So how can I do it?
You have to bow before us.
What does that mean, to bow down before you? Maybe I don't understand what the meaning of bowing down.
Bowing down means you have to submit yourself. You are the smallest, and you're willing to do anything to cause connection between us. And this is really your whole correction. If we are connected as a result of your effort, by this, you will be complete, happy.
Sounds easy on the face of it to not before your friends. Why can't we do it?
You tell me, did you ever try such a thing?
I humiliate myself all day long, like a zero, zero, zero. I don't see my life becoming better. That's what's bothering me.
Very well. Keep going.
What do you mean, keep going?
Keep serving everyone, caring for everyone, connecting everyone, being complete zero compared to others, and only by helping them can you maybe do something. Do the lowest works, the most ignoble works.
No.
Well,
one.
רב, אם אני אשאל חברים לגבי המושג חיבור, אז אחד יגיד...
רב, if I ask friends about connection, so one will say, of course, I'm working on it, I'm praying for the friends, or they... Another friend will say, I'm working for the connection and I'm doing physical stuff in the tent. The third one wants to make the friends happy, and he says, I'm also making efforts to connect. The question, what is the correct definition of connection, so we can speak about the same thing, that if I'm making efforts in connection, I'm doing the right thing.
The work on connection should be non-stop. I should always arrange for myself some image of the ten when they're all connected from their desire to the desire of the Creator. And this is how I, as much as I can, join them and support this. That's it. And work on it all the time. All the time work on that.
In what way? To work internally, to pray for it, to do external actions?
You may talk about this. You may work on it in a group, and also each and every one has to. But this subject has to be on.
Again from the Zohar. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. And then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words, and He has contentment and delights with them.
Meaning, two states have to take place here. In the beginning, they hate each other, they're enemies, they're rejecting each other as they can't, they won't accept each other, on the one hand. On the other hand, in the end, if everything ends nice and well, they worked, they did the right action of connection, well, they are as one man in one heart, gladly. This is the process, basically. You should discover both hatred and love. If you discover these two states, in the beginning, hatred, and in the end, love, this is considered that the lesson is successful. Almata.
Учитель, я давно хотел спросить, а вот Шхина, она моя.
Мы часто говорим, что мы должны быть. I've been wanting to ask this for a while. The Шхина.
Вот не ночь, она не день, не.
We say that we have to be as one. Should we say as one in a female way? Because the Шхина is a female.
Как?
That just to think how to serve the king and dance and thank him in the Congress. As a woman, that
our desire to connect between us and to serve our common desire to the Creator is called Shekhinah, divinity. In this desire, the Creator reveals himself as the dweller, Shochen. And if we reach such a state that we build ourselves to the Shekhinah, then we can be happy about doing it. That's called the happiness or the joy of divinity. And when we serve it to the Creator, it's called the bride. And the Creator is considered the groom, connecting to her and filling her with His light. And that's considered.
Вот это предложение и из отрывка а потом они возвращаются к братской любви.
This sentence from the excerpt.
Кто они?
Они
And then they return to be his brothers.
I am the will to receive, which is common in the ten, and to the Creator. After going through all kinds of states of coming closer or further away, when the will to receive, the Creator arranged for the ten to have these states when they used to come closer and further away and being in struggles. And when they finally connected, accordingly, the light comes closer to them and makes peace upon them and fills them. That's called the canopy, the wedding, the connection, all kinds of names. All in all, there aren't so many actions. They're the same all the time. It's only different degrees, different manners, but it's always this way. Being far away, wanting to connect, discovering forces of rejection between us, overcoming these forces of rejection by different manners, learning together, participating together, etc. And then we come closer to each other, understanding each other a bit better, praying already that He will shine upon us and connect us. And that's how we reach connection, and the Creator fills the connection and is revealed. This means He's revealed between us.
I just wanted to be precise on that point, that we really reach the connection ourselves. Not that the Creator brings us there, we get there. Can we even do anything without Him?
We try to perform all actions of connection between us in a non-stop prayer to Him, because it's clear that in each and every step, when we try, we make an effort to come closer, to connect, we need His force to cause this final connection. The effort comes from us, and the force that closes us down together comes from the Creator. By that, we start becoming partners, and that's how it is all along.
Again, love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a sgula, a remedy, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception. When the friend slanders, isn't it called that it's harmful? How can he love him?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Behind every friend, basically, stands the Creator. And if it's such, to such an extent that he sees, he understands, he feels that some friend is against him, what should he do? Either you can run away from all these things, or you can cope with them face to face. Or you may say, no, this is my opportunity to turn my enemy to a loved one.
And when should I say that there's also the matter of you can't harm society?
These calculations are not in the place where I feel that someone hates me. That's me and that's my society. I should take personally someone who discloses hatred to me as someone who comes to the from the Creator, if it's in the ten, as coming from the Creator, so I should correct myself.
And the other calculation that you can't harm, when do you do it? Who does it?
It's not for me, it's for him. That's him. He should know. He shouldn't harm. But if he made these calculations or not, I don't know. But after all, the Creator is the one who made him my harm doer. So this is how I should accept the Creator's bestowal upon me.
And the ten shouldn't calculate with a friend that slanders in the ten?
That's the effort of the ten. That should be yes. But this has nothing to do with each other. You understand? There's a ten here. There's a person that seemingly evokes hatred. There's a person that's hurt from this hatred. It's aimed at him. There's a Creator here. There are many discernments here. So each of them has his own role here. If you're talking about whom? The person being hurt?
Yeah.
So this person who's hurt, I should say, okay, first of all, it comes from the Creator. There's none besides him. Secondly, it's not a chance that it happened through him. The Creator chose him in order to be some kind of a tool in his hands. And how should I respond to that? How should I see my society, myself, the friend, the Creator, and humanity in general? Out of that. So of course, all these things, I want to only connect them in a way that I'll rise as a result of that spiritually.
And on behalf of the ten.
On behalf of the ten, it's also better if we accept it spiritually. Then each and everyone will be able to rise to a certain extent. And then we.
What does it mean in a spiritual way? That we also rise above reason and we say they have eyes and shall not see and we overcome? Or do we do see what happens and we're not? We don't agree that there'll be slander in the ten?
Think about it. Think about it. I don't want to give like a recipe for each and everything. You should be physicians or healers to a certain extent on your own.
Thank you.
You have all the foundations. You have all the different forms of behavior. You have all these things. We read and we talked about them quite a while. Now start connecting them correctly to reality. So on the one hand, there's an obligation for a person seemingly slanderous. He has to examine himself. Is he doing it correctly or not? Is he doing it for the connection or not? So accordingly, the society has to make sure. But the person who's hurt has to accept it differently. On the one hand, to see it coming from the Creator, to be thankful to the one who's doing it. On the other hand,